You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about putting in the reps. Sometimes when we want to start doing something, our brain wants to offer us that we're not that good at it. And so we could even use like a podcast as an example. So let's say you want to start a podcast and your brain's like, look, we're not good at creating podcasts. We don't know what to say. We don't even know how. We're not going to be good at it. No one's going to want to listen. And there's a lot of things that can come up with our brain. And what I want you to think about is instead of measuring your success by like how many people listened, how many people signed up for your offer, starting with putting in the reps. So for me, when I recorded my very first podcast episode, it was like 45 seconds long with an intro and an outro. And I was like, okay, that's number one. And I published it. And then I went, okay, the second one. And it was probably very similar to how short it was. But instead of me being like, okay, this isn't good enough. It needs to be longer. I need to come up with more stuff. I need to think about it. I focused on putting in the reps. So I'm like, okay, that's podcast number one done. Podcast number two, podcast number three, and so on. So I recorded over 1,500 podcast episodes. And so the way that I got good at it wasn't by waiting to feel like I was good at it. It wasn't by waiting to, maybe figure some things out so that I was better. What I did is I was like, okay, I'm going to do one. And then I'm going to do another rep. And then I'm going to do another rep. And then I'm going to do another rep. And each time I'm going to get better. And that's exactly what happened. And so I want you to think about like the thing that you're doing, especially at the beginning when results may or may not be coming. You want to focus on what am I doing? Where am I growing? How is this working? A lot of times our brain will want to tell us like nothing's happening, but I want you to notice where is something happening. It might not be in like client signed. It might not be in the downloads. But it might be in who you are becoming in your skill. So if you think about building a skill and that being valuable, then you can start putting in those reps to actually build that skill. So for instance, teaching is a skill. Being on video is a skill. Coming up with ideas is a skill. So looking at it that way is like, okay, I'm building the skill of teaching. I'm building the skill of being on video. I'm building the skill of coming up with ideas and then noticing how you get better at that. Notice how you start producing those results where it's like, okay, I've come up with 20 ideas. That's something my brain hadn't been doing before. And just start celebrating those things because as you do that, then you want to work on creating those other results. But if we're so focused on the results and they're not happening yet, especially if we're not taking the action, then our brain wants to tell us, look, you should just stop. This is pointless. It's not working. Nothing's happening. Instead of noticing where something is happening and then letting that help you create the results. If you want to take more action toward your goals, then you are going to want to get on the wait list for my course, How to Create Commitment. Because when you feel committed, you take those actions that you want to be taking, which help you reach your goal. So you can go to createcommitment.com to sign up for the wait list. And when you sign up, I'm going to be sending you emails that are going to give you tips and inspiration to help you start achieving your goals.